The United States is projected to face a shortage of doctors. The country may lack some 120,000 doctors in 12 years, especially Black and Latino physicians, and especially in parts of the South. In North Carolina, for instance, there are relatively few minority doctors and dentists to serve a growing population of minorities, even fewer in rural areas. Liz Schlemmer from member station WUNC reports in a program at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill that's intended to fill the gap.
So we have a female.
Jasmine Walker unzips a blue plastic body bag. She's one of a group of students in white lab coats about to begin their first dissection of a human body.
So we're going to cut across the shoulders and then cut right down the middle.
These students are part of the University of North Carolina's Medical Education Development Program, or MED. It's a 9-week boot camp to help prospective students get ready to apply to medical or dental school. The competitive program brings 80 students to UNC's campus each summer to take classes on full scholarship. Some are finishing their bachelor's degrees. Others, like Walker, took a different route here.
So I've taken 5 years off where I have not been in school or taken any science classes. And in that time, I've worked for a pharmaceutical company and I've taught high school biology.
Her lab mate, Gloribel Venegas, also took a few steps to get here. First, she got a degree and became a nursing assistant. Lately, she's been taking more classes and working at a rural medical center as a medical assistant and Spanish interpreter.
Those type of interpreters aren't found or are very limited in a rural area. So that's part of the reason why I'm staying in the clinic that I am, because I know that I'm an asset.
The clientele at the clinic where Venegas works includes many Latino farm workers, like her dad was when he first came to North Carolina from El Salvador in the mid-'80s.
It always touches me when I see one or I see a patient who's a farm worker, because I know the importance of what they're doing, and I also understand the struggles that they're going through. Maybe not fully, but I have an idea.
And that's the idea, that the MED program will help train future doctors who understand their patients better. It's made for students like Venegas and Walker, who've had some struggles. Most of the students in the program are not white. In a world where relatively few minority doctors and dentists serve a very diverse population of patients, and many are from rural areas or small towns like Walker.
Where I live, we have to travel about 30 to 35 minutes to get to an urgent care and into a hospital. And a lot of the times whenever we go there, you know, we don't see our race in those positions. So there's a lot of mistrust, like with the Black community.
That mistrust can lead to miscommunication. Venegas knows her ability to relate to her Hispanic patients and interpret for them is a huge step to better communication.
Every time I see a Hispanic patient, they actually light up and they're like, hey, how are you? You know, like, they're like, oh, I know Gloribel is there. So she's going to be able to interpret for me. So I don't have to leave the clinic not fully knowing what just happened or why I'm taking this medication, or I'm going to be able to ask the questions I want to ask.
That doctor-patient communication is important for healthcare. Studies show patients who are served by a doctor of their same race have better health outcomes. UNC's Shep Center for Health Services Research conducted an independent evaluation of the MED program. Here's researcher Aaron Frere.
I crunch data for a living. I crunch data all the time, and I look at results. This was one of those times when I looked at the results and was pretty stunned. So clearly this program is making a big impact in diversifying the physician workforce.
Frere and her colleagues found that more than 12% of all Black doctors practicing in North Carolina went through the MED program. And those doctors tended to seek jobs in underserved parts of the state. Here's Dr. Cedric Bright, the program's director.
Many of our African Americans want to go back into their own community. Many of our Latinos want to go back into their own community. Happenstance is that many of those communities are rural or economically disadvantaged, or as we call health professional shortage areas.
The program gives students lots of resources, test-taking workshops, help with their professional school applications, role models, and teaching assistants who've been in the same place as they are now. Here's Gloribel Venegas on her favorite TA.
We're first-generation Americans and first-generation college students. We talked a lot about how, you know, how hard it is to have that pressure on you as an immigrant child, you know, to make sure that everything your parents did, you know, gets repaid in some kind of way.
Gloribel Venegas' goal is to show her gratitude by continuing to work with Hispanic patients in a rural area.
I think that's where I belong, and I think that's where I could be the most, useful.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.
We have got about a minute left in the program, an opportunity we're going to grab to end the hour with Aretha. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.